This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
10 minutes after six, now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we joined WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was 643.5, down 7.25. September corn, 570.5, down 4.5. December corn, 535.25, down 2.25. July soybeans were 151.25, down 30.5. August soybeans, 1426.75, down 18.5. November soybeans, 1300.5, down 13.75. July wheat was 685.5, up 2.5. September wheat, 693.75, up 2.75. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Thursday afternoon's grain report. Illinois country grain prices were mostly lower late Thursday afternoon. In the weekly export sales report, the USDA said that 149,500 metric tons of corn were sold for export, with 81,500 metric tons for the 2012-2013 marketing year. Soybean sales totaled 480,600 metric tons. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn 6 to 10 cents lower at 671 to 686. Soybeans are down 22 to 31 cents at 1495 to 1515. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn 6 to 10 cents lower at 666 to 683. Soybeans are 18 to 31 cents lower at 1520 to 1545. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported Shell corn 6 to 8 cents lower at 669 to 692. Soybeans are down 27 to 32 cents at 1523 to 1558. Wheat closed 2 to 3 cents stronger at 663 to 689. Illinois soybean processors placed their soybean bids 30 to 34 cents lower at 1542 to 1570. Basis levels were unchanged to down 3 at 32 to 60 over the July. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered $8.80 per ton lower, with basis unchanged at 32 to 45 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 7 to 8 cents lower at 683 to 698, with the basis levels unchanged at 40 to 55 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 3 to 7 cents lower at 688 to 704, with basis levels unchanged to 10 cents higher at 45 to 60 over July. Soybeans are 30 to 31 cents lower at 1541 to 1543, with basis levels unchanged at 31 to 32 over the July. Wheat prices were up 1 to 5 cents at 681 to 687, with basis levels mixed at 4 under to 1 over July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 7 cents lower at 688 to 706. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 30 to 34 cents, with bids at 1539 to 1555. Salt wheat was 2 cents higher at 704 to 705. Milo closed 7 cents lower at 662 to 663. Contract bids to producers for fall delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. Fall Shell corn contracts were quoted at 501 to 518. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1262 to 1275. In central Illinois, fall delivery Shell corn contracts were quoted at 504 up to 521. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1270 to 1288. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery Shell corn contracts were quoted at 507 up to 522. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 1275 to 1295. This is John Ray reporting.
Now it's time for the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were 119.85, down 30 cents. August live cattle, 119.7, down 45 cents. December live cattle, 125.42, down 15 cents. August feeder cattle were 145.47, down 45 cents. September feeder cattle, 147.75, down 17 cents. November feeder cattle, 151.22, down 30 cents. June lean hogs were 101.57, up 62 cents. July lean hogs, 98.65, down 52 cents. December lean hogs, 81.60, down 5 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $2.03 higher in the range of $94.76 to $106, with a weighted average carcass price of $100.35. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 45 to 50. The 4 to 5 weights 47 to 53. The 5 to 550 weights 51 to 54. And 550 and up were 53 to 59. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded $1 to $2 higher, with moderate demand and offerings and ranging in price from $68 up to $72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 9,146 head. And moving on to the Greenville Livestock Auction Report for June 12th, they had receipts of 527 head. The choice slaughter steers were bringing 120 to 122.50. The choice slaughter Holstein steers 104 to 112. And the choice slaughter heifers were bringing 120 to 122. Now onto the feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 to 6 weights, were 158 to 165. The 6 to 7 weights, 135 to 138. Feeder Holstein steers, large 3s, 4 to 5 weights, were bringing $90 to $92. The 5 to 6 weights, $85 to $89. And the 6 to 7 weights, $71 to $80. On to the feeder heifers, medium and large ones. They had 4 to 5 weights at 140 to 144, the 6 to 7 weights at 125 to 50, and feeder bulls, large ones, 4 to 5 weights, 142 to 156, the 5 to 6 weights, 147, and the 6 to 7 weights at 126. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 122 to 126.50, and on a dress basis 192 to 203. The heifers on a live basis traded at 119 to 125, and on a dress basis 192 to 195. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 285 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $100.16, and that was $1.10 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $200.63, and that was $1.16 lower. Select carcasses were $184.37, and that was 6 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 124,000. That compared to 124,000 last week and 127,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 396,000, which compared to 400,000 last week and 395,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June 13th was $6.89. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July 13th was also $6.89. Corn delivered to Scottville for June 13th was $6.81. For July 13th, $6.81. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville June 13th were $15.28. And for July 13th, $15.15. Wheat delivered to Scottville June 13th, $6.71. Their pre-opening prices, again, are corn at Greenfield, $6.89, corn at Scottville, $6.81, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.28, wheat at Scottville is $6.71. This has been part one of your morning farm show. Stay tuned for part two in just a minute.
Thank you, Angela. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 6. Time now for a check of Color Radar weather. And at this time, Color Radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Farming's a challenging business, and this spring's wet weather isn't making it any easier. M&M Service Company's agronomy team is knowledgeable about every aspect of modern crop production, from precision farming technologies to seed selection and custom application. They know your operation and practices and will bring the right product, service, and right advice to your farm. Don't let wet weather and a slow spring put you behind. Call your local M&M Service Company office today. Find out how your agronomy team is there to help. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the low 80s, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, the high in the mid 80s. And your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, a chance of a shower Sunday and Monday. Partly cloudy skies Tuesday, low temperatures in the mid 60s, highs in the low 80s. Mostly clear skies at the Weather Center right now, 60 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team. Once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. House Speaker John Boehner has declared his support for the House Farm Bill in an effort to rescue the measure, which is still short on votes. Boehner is short on votes in his own caucus, and the Hill newspaper reports there are not enough Democratic votes to carry the bill. So the speaker says he will vote for the bill, even though he does not support everything in it, according to American Farm Bureau Director Dale Moore.
The speaker is making it clear he supports getting a farm bill on the floor and moving the process forward. He's made no secret about his concerns about certain provisions, as the dairy provisions being one of those. You may not like everything that's in it, but that's kind of the hallmark of any legislative process.
With a huge divide still remaining on the issue of food stamps, it's unknown whether Boehner and top Ag Democrat Colin Peterson will be able to rally enough votes. In other news, the USDA crop reports in corn yields, which have been dampened by late spring planting. World Ag Outlook Board Chair Gerald Bange talks about the changes.
We did, in fact, take our estimate of U.S. corn yield down 1.5 bushels per acre, down to 156.5. The reason we reduced that forecast is because we have experienced late planting this year to the point where it is becoming a little bit troubling. Having said that, that 156.5 would be up sharply, very sharply, from the dreadful or the very bad yield that we had last year, which was 123.4 owing to the drought.
Because of the heavy rains, soybean planting was also delayed this year. Bill Brink of M&M Service Company talked with us about what soybean seeding rates should be for those who are planting right now.
Well, as the season gets a little bit later, certainly soybean seeding rates should increase a bit. But still, we're thinking in terms of about 140,000 plants per acre. I know I can give you research that shows from University of Illinois and other areas where a population of 100,000 will give you about maximum yield. Now, I know a lot of producers are uncomfortable with that population, with 100,000 population, and probably I would be too. So I think in reality they should be shooting for a harvest population of about 120,000, maybe at this late date about 140,000.
Brink also shared with us how farmers can determine what they would like their seeding rate to be.
Pick a population that you want at harvest time. You divide that by the percent germination of the soybean seed, and then you divide that by the percent emergence from your planter. So that will give you, in essence, what you should be seeding at the time of planting to get that desired population stand that you want at harvest time. So, and I, again, as we get a little bit later, we certainly want to push those populations up a little bit more, but certainly don't be excessive. Even at this late date, you know, 140 to 150,000 seeds per acre is probably adequate.
Illinois State FFA officer elections have taken place. August Sheeter from the Southwestern FFA chapter was elected to be the state reporter. Rita Frazier of the Farm Bureau Radio Network spoke with Sheeter about what inspired him to run for a state FFA office.
I've been inspired by not only the officers that have helped in the past, but also all the great things that FFA members do in their communities. Sometimes as FFA members, we take that opportunity for granted. And my sophomore year, I was able to realize in our with the state budgets, we're going through lots of different fiscal cuts. And so we need to show the value of FFA in agriculture education and how it benefits students in the future and helps supplement the regular education program.
That'll do it for today's Morning Farm Show. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Angela. That's Angela Besh, WSMI Farm Director, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team.